In Dillingham, KDLG shares the airwaves with a commercial station and a few religious broadcasters. But once you get outside town, General Manager Rob Carpenter says his public AM station is the only one on the air for miles.
We are in the center of the Bristol Bay region of Alaska. Our broadcast area is roughly the size of Ohio.
It spans most of Bristol Bay's 25 villages and the areas in between where residents travel to hunt and fish off the grid.
We do messages to people who don't have any other form of communication. We're the only one that can provide weather for the region. And there's a lot of areas that are very remote where there's cabins and stuff where they can get no other signal.
But KDLG isn't technically a sole service station. According to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, that would have to be, quote, the only primary broadcast service, radio or TV, commercial or non-commercial, within a 50-mile radius from the station's transmitter. There's only a handful of stations that fit that description in the whole country, and most of them are in Alaska. Full disclosure, I am employed by one, KUCB, in Unalaska. The state is hoping to spare sole service stations from major budget cuts. Tyson Gallagher is a staffer for Wasilla Republican Lynn Gaddis, who proposed the 59% reduction for public broadcasting in the state house. If it goes through, Gallagher says they still want to make sure all Alaskans have access to information on the air.
And so with our intent language, we've asked the department to basically do their best to hold harmless those communities that have only one source of broadcast, being public broadcast, and look at a reduction of service of places that have duplicative services first.
That could include the ability to stream radio online, which isn't always possible in rural areas with slow connections. Ultimately, it's going to be up to the Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission to implement any cuts. Brenda Hewitt has been on that board for 10 years. She says losing funding would likely lead stations to cut staff, and that could mean less local news content and original programs.
You know, you could just put repeaters in every, you know, nook and cranny, and then you would have to rely on maybe just national programming and national news, and you'd have one person there that would turn the light switch on and the knobs on, and that would be it.
Some of Alaska's smallest public radio stations already rely on larger neighbors to help fill out their daily broadcasts. KCUK in Chivak, for example, repeats programming from Bethel's KYUK. Though Bethel is home to more than one radio station, KYUK is the only broadcaster reaching thousands of people in villages across the YK Delta. It broadcasts in English and Yupik, providing services like travel warnings about the freeze and thaw of the Kuskokwim River.
You know, if people in Anchorage or any other urban area can imagine, it's like someone needing to tell you whether or not you can drive on the roads that day.
That's KYUK's programming director, Shane Iverson. True to form, he recorded his own voice for this story so it would sound better. Iverson says budget cuts and layoffs in Bethel would have a ripple effect, since his station shares local news with others across the state. That's why Brenda Hewitt, the public broadcasting commissioner, says it'll be hard to separate rural and urban stations in trying to dole out cuts.
We need everybody. The small stations are the ones that, you know, give us the boots on the ground. They can send us the stories that we wouldn't otherwise hear when you're in urban Alaska. And we are a whole state. I mean, you know, we're not just Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau.
Juneau's public radio station, KTOO, is part of a Southeast consortium called Coast Alaska, which covers about every size of media market Alaska has to offer. Executive Director Molly Kabler says the network has recently started selling its fundraising expertise to rural stations, including KUCB.
It's a fee-for-service arrangement, and it's worked out great because we know how to do the business of public media, and stations that are small have just worked with us directly to do that.
It's just one way, she says, stations are trying to build up listener support and consolidate resources. As state funding declines, Kabler hopes that kind of change will help the whole system stay afloat. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.